Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'"
Thank you. Just think a bit about prayer this afternoon. All of us pray, I'm sure we do. Sometimes I do go on social media, take part in discussions on Facebook, and come across all sorts of things on there, and anti-Christian ideas too. And when you talk about prayer, some people say you're talking to yourself. Now, I've been praying, 75 years, and I can tell you I've not been talking to myself 75 years. I do know that. People say that, but it's not true, is it? We're not talking to ourselves. So that's absolute nonsense. We're not talking to ourselves when we pray at all. Here's one description of prayer. That's an insult, by the way, to say we're talking to ourselves, I think. Who'd waste your time doing that? But here's a quotation which is on the Billy Graham website about prayer. I'll quote this to you. "Prayer is a spiritual communication between man and God, a two-way relationship in which man should not only talk to God, but also listen to him. Prayer to God is like a child's conversation with his father. It is natural for a child to ask his father for the things he needs." I think that's a good description of prayer, don't you? Talking to our Heavenly Father and telling him what we need. And listening as well. We're sometimes fast to speak and not to listen, aren't we? But to listen to what God would say to us. Now, we were created to pray. It's natural to pray. The people who don't pray are not natural, because it's natural. We were created for a relationship with God, and that relationship involves talking to him. You never see a monkey praying, do you? If they look like they are, they're not. Animals don't have a spiritual awareness. Nothing. All they think about is just surviving, eating, and surviving. That's all they care about. Animals have no idea of any spiritual realm at all. You never see animals praying. Here's a quote here from a lady called Joyce Meyer. "Prayer is simply talking to God like a friend, and should be the easiest thing we do each day." So prayer should be a natural thing to do, to talk to our Creator. If we're not talking to God, we're not living as we were created to. So talking to God is not talking to ourselves, not at all. We were made to pray. Now in the beginning, God and man had open communication. This was brought on by sin. You read in Genesis, we find that when Adam and Eve sinned, they were cast out of the garden, and there was a broken relationship between them and God. That relationship had been perfect until they disobeyed God. And then it was all spoiled, all ruined. It was broken. Broken link, if you like to call it, just like a telephone wire being chopped off. a broken communication between God and humans. Now, the Bible tells us that there's a way to have that relationship restored. It's in 1 Timothy. There is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. So Jesus came to restore that relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden, so that once more we could talk to our Creator, have a relationship with him. And when Jesus died on the cross, you remember what happened? The veil in the temple was torn. Now, the veil was a partition between the Holy of Holies, a place where only the high priest could go once a year to offer the sacrifice for people's sin. No one else dared go in there. They only dared to go once a year to take the sacrifice. When Jesus died on the cross, that curtain was torn apart, which meant that everyone has access to God because Jesus died on the cross. So that curtain was torn away, much to the shock, no doubt, of the priests in the temple, who daren't even look in there. So that veil, that curtain was torn apart, and the way was opened up to be restored the right relationship with God through Jesus dying on the cross. That broken link was restored. Now there's one prayer that God will always answer. It's found in Luke 18:13. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Remember the parable Jesus told about the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to the temple to pray? And the Pharisee was all holier than thou. He was perfect. I'm glad I'm not like other people, he said. Not that tax collector there. The tax collector could only say, all he could say was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That was the prayer that was answered. The Pharisee was proud, didn't think he needed God's forgiveness. The tax collector knew he did, and his was the prayer that was answered. That prayer will always be answered when we ask for forgiveness. Guaranteed. God will not refuse that prayer because he wants to forgive us, and Jesus died for us that we could be forgiven. So that's a prayer God always answered. Now God's a good father too. In Matthew 7, another parable Jesus told, said, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So praying is talking to our Father in heaven. Should be a natural thing for us as Christians. God's a good Father who wants the best for us. He's a good Father. We come to that parable Liz read just now. Now, God's not reluctant. That parable is not comparing that judge to God, but contrasting him to God. Jesus told this parable to show they should always pray and not give up. This judge, this widow had a grievance. She kept coming to this judge and wore him out. Eventually thought, she's going to wear me out, I'll give in to her. Not because he was kind-hearted, but because he was fed up with her. But God's not fed up with us ever when we pray to him. That was not comparing God, but contrasting. God's never fed up with us when we pray. He's glad that when we pray. So Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Of course he wouldn't put us off. He will answer because he loves us. The unjust judge couldn't care less about the widow, except he was fed up with being bothered. God's never fed up with us bothering him. Never. He's never fed up with us. He wants us to talk to him. He loves when we talk to him. And he wants to hear our prayers. So God's not reluctant to answer our prayers like that unjust was, just judge was. But God always has our best interests at heart too. I like that verse, Romans 8:28, one of my favorites. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. He has our best interests at heart always. You could like Mr. Traffic Lights if you like the prayer, you know. Sometimes God says no when we pray. Sometimes he says, wait. Sometimes he says, yes. Now, there are always good reasons for the way God answers prayer, because he wants the best for us. That's why he sometimes says no, because he knows what we ask for would not be good for us in the long term or short term. So he says no. Or he may say wait. We need to be patient when we pray. Sometimes we need to wait for things to happen, not to give up. Remember what that parable Jesus said? He told it so that people would always pray and not give up. So don't give up praying. If you haven't got the answer, wait, and it will come. Sometimes God is gracious, says yes straight away, gives us the answer that we want. But God is always sovereign. God knows best. So remember the traffic lights. Sometimes no, sometimes wait, sometimes yes. That God's ear is always open to his children. Psalm 34 we read, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. God never gets fed up with this. No, not you again. God's never like that. God is never busy, too busy to hear us. Never fed up with us. Now, sometimes we may feel we can't pray that well. When we can't put prayers into words, God hears your heart. If we can't find the words to say, God hears our heart, knows how we're feeling. He'll answer the prayer that we cannot put into words. He'll hear our heart. That's how gracious God is. Now, all of you sometimes telephone people and find you're put on hold, don't you? And you may get music playing. You may get the various options. You may say, you know, please select one of the following options. Imagine God was like that. Press 1 for forgiveness. Press 2 for supplication. Press 3 for thanksgiving. And so on and so forth. Or if you want to speak to an angel, press 4. It's not like that, is it, with God? He's always on the line, if you like. Always ready to hear us and answer us. Sometimes we hear this thing, oh God, we're busy now, aren't we? The line is busy. Your call is important to us. Imagine it was like that with God. God's very busy right now. Your call is important to him. Please hold the line. You're number 8453 in the queue. No, there's never a queue with praying to God, is there? Never. He's always ready to hear us. He's always online. Never sleeps. Doesn't do 9 to 5 hours. He's always there ready to hear us. And he wants us to speak to him too. He wants us to talk to him. So prayer is never like that. We never put on hold, never have music playing, hallelujah chorus, maybe while we're waiting, you know. Never like that with God at all, is it? He's always ready instantly to hear us. Hear what we have to say. An amazing privilege, isn't it? An amazing privilege. Imagine being invited to Buckingham Palace. Nerve-wracking, wouldn't it? To meet the king. And yet, we're invited to meet the King of Kings, the God of the universe, the Creator God, to talk to him as a friend. It's wonderful, isn't it? We read in the Bible about Moses. It says Moses talked to God as one talks to a friend. That's how it is with us. If we're Christians, we can talk to God as to a friend. It says Abraham was a friend of God. So although God's other, we've never put him on our level and say, well, we're not equal to God. He's always higher than us. He's always holy and apart from us. But nonetheless, God condescends to come to our level through Jesus and to let us talk to him. That's amazing, isn't it? The creator of the universe, we can talk to him and know he listens to us. God is holy and almighty, but is also friendly and graceful and forgiving. Mustn't be flippant about it. God's almighty and holy. Just to sum up what we've been thinking about, we were created to pray. God is a good father, wants the best for us. God's not reluctant to answer our prayers. He always has our best interests at heart. And his ear is always open to us. That's what our God is like. What an amazing privilege, then, to be able to talk to our Creator, isn't it? Our Heavenly Father. and know that he listens to us too. He cares about us and our problems. Let's never neglect prayer or underestimate its power. Quote from the poet Lord Tennyson here. More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. If people never prayed, what a mess the world would be in. It would be even worse than it is now, wouldn't it? So we could be thankful to God that we can pray. A song came to my mind when I was praying this. It's Salvation Army's song. It's called How Much More. Hopefully it'll come over you in a minute. So you may know it. Lovely words, I think. And the final challenge Jesus gave in that parable at the end was, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?